When you start halachas and kibud av aim, I just want to mention, Yitzchak told me a merdeka thing. I did this totally innocently, started this week, kibud av aim. Told me a merdeka thing in the Yaris Dvash state that Adar and Purim, so that's the time to mischazik and kibud av aim. Why? Because the whole Kayach HaMolek comes from Esav. And Esav, hello, you know, we know his chus was kibud av aim, that he was mechabit aviv, even more than Yaakov Vinu. So Mela, that's the time to mechazik and kibud av aim. And he told me a merdeka thing from that the Yavit said, Ibshit says over there that state that Esther was Yosoima for this reason, because since she didn't have parents but she wanted him to kind of miss the Kibbut Avim, so it was like Mala Lava Kosev that she had like the highest kiyam of Kibbut Avim, and Melo that Kayach she was able to fight Esav. So Shkacha Pratus. Okay. So Maisa Natras Nadra the whole year, Shulchan Aruch says, Tzarech Li Zahar Ma'od B'Kibbut Avim V'Imai U'V'Mairam. I think Nisan is probably more for most people, more of a Nisan, yeah? So, it's like Shloshim Yom Kayim L'Chag. So you see that already the Mechaber saying is an extra Zahirus, and the Gain here brings, and the Beis Yosef already brings, that the Mice is Alpi the Gemara says, Hushva Kvaydim L'Kvayd HaMakoyim. The Gemara brings a Joshua, that be Mechaber your parents like Mechaber the Rebbeinu Sholem. And the Rebbeinu Sholem says, if you Mechaber your parents like you Mechaber me. And that's what Gemara says over there, that Shloshim Shutzin Ba'adam, it's because there's Batim three partners, Kaviyachal, that bring a person into the world. The mother and the father, the Gemara Nida says, what the mother gives, what the father gives, and Rebbeinu Shalom gives the neshama. And in Meila, the Torah puts the covet of all three of them, Bechad Amachta, that it's all one in it. And the Maisa, we know this is a mitzvah that's Matan Zchara B'tzida. The Torah says, L'man Yarichun Yamecha, that's why there's no kfiya on this mitzvah. The Maisa Rashi in Chumash says, Michlal Hein Atashmei Lav. That if you're Makar in the mitzvah, it's Marichan Yomov, and if not, Zok Drashi, so it's Miskatsun Yomov Shaladam. And Lamaisa, that's Kiyadua. We know from Chazal already that Yosef Atzadik says they took 10 years, he was Miskatsun Yomov Taka, because the Shvatim told him, Avinu, Avdecha Avinu, since it was 10 times, so he lost 10 years. And Lamaisa, Yaakov Avinu was Nenash for the Chaf Beis Shana that he wasn't Makar in the Kibbut Avim, so he was separated from Yosef for Chaf Beis Shana. I saw in one of these farm B'Shem the Zayar, Murdika thing, that Shtet and Zayar in Parashas Bereishis, Kof Samach Dal and Beis, you can look it up. So there it says that Rachel Imenu, the reason why she was Nenash, and she died in childbirth of Binyamin, and she wasn't Zaycha Liyos, Afilu B'Yom Echad with Binyamin, is because she stole the Trafim from Lavan. And because of the Tsar, that she was Goyim to her father, by stealing the Trafim, so she was Nenash. So Al Kopanim, that's the chaymer of this mitzvah. Hello, it's one of the Aseres Adibros, Kiyadua. The Rebbeinu Sadigur in Rashi and Chumash brings it somewhere that the Aseres Adibros, or it's Nichlal and Aseres Adibros called Tarakula, all the Tayag mitzvahs. So that's the extra Zahirus, the Mechaber saying, Tzarech Lizar Ma'id, Bekibur Aviv Imai. Ad Kedei Kach, the Gemara Taka says, and Daflam Raf Kedushin, Ashrei Mishloi Chaman, since it's such a chamer dek mitzvah to Mekayim, it's Ashrei Mishloi Chaman. In a certain respect, you better not have parents, you don't have to be worried about the chait of not being Mekayim. But chutz from the chaymera inyan that we learned from the hishvu kvaydim l'kvayd hamakom, from the fact that the Torah put it together with kvayd hamakom, l'maisa the chinuch speaks out that from this gemara we also find the tam and the sherish of this mitzvah that shteit shloisha shutzim ba'adam, so it's a chiyuv kilo v'akar satayiv to the people who brought us into the world, and the chinuch in mitzvah lamed gimel, so he speaks this out mishershi hamitzvah shiroi la'adam shiyakir v'yigmal chesed and misha asloi toivu. They took care of him, they raised him. And then the chinuch goes on to say that if you'll get this midah benafsho, if you'll be koina midah azos benafsho, yalam imenu lahakir toiv zakel baruchu. Because then you'll say, where did my parents come from? Where did their parents come from? And ultimately to realize that the sibas and metzias of the whole world is the Rebbeinu Shalom. And that's the hishvu koidim, the koidim makam, that ultimately the mitzvah is to be mechabit our parents and to come from that to kibur, to koid shemayim. So lemaisa azoy, there's a suffix, it's interesting, minchas chinuch over there, mitzvah lamgim, he has a suffix, is kibur of aim. A mitzvah shebenodom l'makom or beidodom l'chaveire. And what's it in a gay? It's an afkemino. Do you have to ask mechila? You know, mitzvah shebenodom l'makom, Yom Kippur is machaper, depending on the chaymer achet. But mitzvah shebenodom l'chaveire, so you need to be mefayis. So the chinuch has a clear. Do you have to be mefayis your parents, or is this a mitzvah benodom l'makom? So lemaisa, it's mashma lechayra from the Gemara and from the Chinuch that ultimately the idea is kfar shemai, but tachlas lemaisa, it's a mitzvah shebein on lechayra. That's what a couple of places can say. You have to ask mechila from parents. Lemaisa, it's interesting. The Ramban Parshas Yisro speaks out that, you know, kiyadua, there are two luchos, five dibros in each luchos. So the Ramban speaks out that the first five dibros, those are lekfar hakel, and the second five dibros, that's letoiva saadam bein al bechaver. So the problem is kibra vein. So Ramban speaks out there, kitzur l'shoynei, but he speaks out over there that ki kabre savicha kfar hakel. So you see that somewhere in between, and it could be lemaisa that maybe there's two halakim to the mitzvah. Kiare, it's more than just two halakim. All the money hamitzvahs, sefer mitzvahs, Rambam, the Smag, so they all count kibud of aim and moira of aim as two separate mitzvahs in the minyan hamitzvahs. So ulai, that's an akuda. Maybe the kavod is more bit on lechaveiro, and the moira is more bit on lakoim. Akopanim, the shoyish of the mitzvah is akara satoiv, and not to be a kafui toivo. And in inside the kavana, that ultimately should come to akara satoiv to bar shalom. Lamaisa, there is another mashmos a little bit in the rishonim. There's an abar benel in parshas Yisroi. He says a different pshat, seemingly. He says that the mitzvah kibud avim is kedei shetihya kabbalah sahirim chashuva be'enei ha'adam v'yam en bov yismachaleh. Meaning it's a way to be mekayim the mesaris ha'torah. You'll be mekabal the mesaris of Yiddishkeit from your parents, and meilo, there's a chiv to mechabed them, so they'll be chashuv be'enov. Lamaisa, I thought it's a little mashma like that. It's a pelvic thing. The Rambam, so where does he put hilchas kibud avim? So, surprisingly, in Sefer Shoftim and Hilchas Mamrim. Perek Vav Hilchas Ma'amrim, one perek in the middle of Hilchas Ma'amrim, that's where the halachas kibud avim are. So Hilchas Ma'amrim over there is all basically this idea of being misnagated against the Maseiros HaTorah, against the Beis Din HaGadol, against the Nasi, against the Kfei Talmid HaChachamim. So it seems maybe you'll shtukl more al derech the Abar Benel, that it's this idea of being mekayim the Maseiros HaTorah. And ulai, again, so maybe this has to do with the separate mitzvahs of kibud and of moira. That moira is more for the Maseiros HaTorah, and kibud is more for the Akaras HaTorah. Fine. So that's just the kitzur a little bit at the shayish of this mitzvah. Lamaisa, you know, we don't paskin like the sheet of Shimon in the Gemara that the derish time in the crow. We're not derish time in the crow. Sharal Kane. So let's say someone has parents who didn't do too much for him. You know, his father abandoned him. His parents abandoned him when as a child. You know, at least his mother, I guess, carried him for 9 months. But his father abandoned him as a child, or they didn't raise him and they you know, they hurt him and they start up with him and they caused him just tzaras his whole life. Afal pi kein, he's going to be chayiv in the mitzvah kibud avim because we're not derish time in the crow. And the Maisa, that's what the Meshech Chachma says in Parshas Chana, and he stayed during the pasuk, "Kabris Avicha, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Lekecha." So he says, "Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Lekecha," because the mitzvah kibud avim was said to the dar midbar. So again, in the midbar, the parents didn't have to do anything; they didn't have to change the clothing, they didn't have to change the diapers, they didn't have to. Everything that happened in the mail, everything was with nisim neflo. So afal pikin, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Lekecha, stated that the mitzvah was to be mechabed and belav hachi. And the mail, that's the tzur of the mitzvah, afilu ledoyers. And who had meidich kisa, right? If someone, let's say, is adopted, or he's taken in by different parents, obviously he has to have a karas hatoyv. But al tachiy of the reis of kibud avim, so that's already in a tshuva from the Chassam Sofer, in Aruch Chaim Sim Kuf Samach Dalid. So he says even all the graces achin that someone who raises a child is keilu yoldoy and thus, and it's like keilu raising him. But lemaisa, he says there that vada there's no chiy of beetzem of kibud avim, and he proves it from Gemara and Saita, which we're going to get back to hopefully in the coming weeks. The Gemara and Saita is mavu over there that it was Rabbi Achar Bayankov, I think, so he raised the grandchild. He raised him in his house, and yet when he asked him to be mechabedim, he told him, "Oh, you're not my father, I'm not chayef to kibud avim." So that's a shayla of grandchildren, which we'll get into, but al-kapanim, you see, the fact that he raised them wasn't mechayev the kibud avim. So we have the Shoresh HaMitzvah and Akopanim, the Dini HaMitzvah that apply b'lav hachi, whether or not we understand the Akaras HaTov. So we call Makam, I found an interesting thing that the Taka Chapta Nafkamina, this idea that the Shoresh HaMitzvah is Alts Akaras HaTov and not to be a Kafei Tov. So it's like this, in Reish Mem Aleph, which is the Hemshech Kibud Avim, it's Isser to start up with your parents and Makal them, to hit them. So Lamais over there in Siftes, there's a halacha, it's from the Rambam. So it says there, halacha that I think used to be probably once in a yovel. Now it's mamish meisim b'chol yoyim. And the shaila is a ger, someone who's megayer. So how does he have to treat his parents who are still goyim? Who, and even if they're megayer also, he's not related to them. But kol shkin if they're goyim. So ma'aseh, the Rambam, the Mechaber quotes most of the Rambam, but the Rambam there says that there's still an iser to be makalol and to maka them, not to be mevaze them. Why? Shalo yoyim rubanim b'kedusha chamura l'kedusha kala. So the Mechaber quotes this idea that the person shouldn't look like, oh, I used to be a guy and then I was mechaber my parents. I had to mechaber my parents, but now I'm a yid and I became less holy. You know, I became to kedusha kala. So Lamaisa, the Achrenim already asked. So this is part of the Rambam. The Rambam fears ois. The Mechaber doesn't quote it. The Rambam fears ois. Elo yinag b'hem k'tzas kovid. Miktzas kovid. So the ger, he has to be mechaber his parents. Miktzas kovid. So Lamaisa, it's a shver Rambam. And Bechlal, this time, the Achrenim already mayor over here, that this idea is brought, it's Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Chav Beis, that, you know, a guy who's mitzvah on arayis, he's not allowed to, a guy, is not allowed to marry his mother. He's not allowed to take his mother or sister or whatever arayis. So Melof, even though when he's megayer and she's megayer, so they have no shaykh, so really didn't be mutter, but it's going to look funny. I used to be aser, now I'm mutter, so stam, becoming a yid means I'm less kaddish. Mashenkin over here, the Achrenim asks, the Rebbe Kiveger brings it over here, the Yad Avram brings it on the bottom in Reish Mamalf Siftes. A guy, even when he's a guy, he's not chayav and kibud avim. So why is he going to think I'm getting less holy? I'm saying you never had to be mechabed them. You didn't have to be mechabed them. You didn't have to be mechabed them when you were going. You don't have to be mechabed them now. You know, lo matzino achiyav. It's not one of the zayim mitzvah kibud avim. So my high. So lamais, the Yad Avram says an interesting thing. He's like, this is not one of the shiva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. But you know, if we look at the b'nei noyach literally, ben noyach, cham ben noyach. So we see that Cham ben Noach was Nenash for being Mephaz's father. So you see Epis is an Indian for the B'nai Noach. Kiveger says a similar thing from the Paris Yosef. Oh, right. So it's still a Shtuklash Rav. That's what Kiveger is saying over here, if you look in Reish Malfif test on the side. But Al Kapanim, there was no Chiv L'chayra. So, and what's in Bechlal, the Rambam says, Noibim Mixas covered. You have to give Mixas. What's together? Mixas covered. Kapanim Ramesh has a very interesting tshuva in Yoyer Deya, Chelik Beis Simen Koflamid. And he was talking to Esther, Shai Lamaisa, that a Gyoiris had children, and she lived in the same town as her mother, the guy. And she basically stayed away from her, thinking, you know, I don't want to be mashpia my kids, whatever it is. And then Saif Yamov, she was getting sick. The mother said, please come visit me, come be mechaber me, I want to see my grandchildren. You know, her biological grandchildren, Al Kapanim. So she asked the rabbi, and the rabbi asked Ramosha. So Ramosha brings this Rambam, and he's mefalpal on this Rambam, and he says, Pratin Rambam like this. That Rebalt, we know that the Shoyish of the Mitzvah Kibbutz of Aim is not to be a Kafui Toiva. And he doesn't bring Makaris Aysed from the Chinuch, he brings the Gemara in Bal Mitzvah and Dafam Gimel. Gemara says, Avedas of Avedas Rabbi, if you have a Mitzvah to return, so who comes first? Avedas Rabbi, because the father brought you to Olam Hazeh, but the rabbi brought you, he's going to bring you to Olam Haba, so maybe he comes first. So Dr. Moshe, but you see the Shikul, how we're weighing the Chiyav is based on, you know, what they did for you, how much Akaris Toiv you have. If you have Akaris Toiv for Olam Hazeh, but Olam Haba is more Akaris Toiv. So Ayin Shom Ramesh is like Marech in this Indian. So he says that the Indian of Akaras HaToiv and not to be a Kafui Toiva, that already Matzinu, already we find Adam Rishon was Nenash for that. Adam Rishon was no more than a Ben Noach. And Zok Demesh, this is an Indian, the Indian of being a Kafui Toiva. It's the Indian of Midas Ro, Zok Demesh, which is not Nichlal, not in the Tariq Mitzvah, not in the Zaynus Ben Noach. But Avada, it's Dvarim Usim and Magunim, and Avada. Kenzain, this is the Taka Chiddish, but Ramosha says there, the idea that Avada, Sai Yidin and Sai Goyim are Nenash for Midas Ros. And Avada, Goy has a Chiv not to be a Kafui Toiva, als Nimusi bin Adam, als Midas and Hanagas of their hearts. So Mimela, Zokter, that's what the Rambam means. So there's no Chiv of Kibra of Eim B'Shleimos like the mitzvah like a Yid has. But Me'idach Gisa, not to look like a Kafui Toiva, that Avada, the Goy's Mechayiv. And Mimela, that's what. That chiyuv taka has to continue even after your person's megayin and no longer related b'chlal to their parent. They have to at least treat them in a way that it makes us cover that they won't look like a kafui toiva. And taki says lamais over there. He says, I don't know why you waited till your mother got sick. You should have visited her with your children even before. That's makes us covered. The frat when they get sick, it's mevakrin chayliakum. So akopanim. That's what Moshe says over there. That lafi the yisoid of this mitzvah. It's neschadish this to this Rambam that. That Lamaisa there is Takachiev. So Lafizeh, maybe we can understand a little better. Kiveger brings, there's a shayla why you don't make a bracha and keep it off aim, right? So the Kiveger brings a Rashba and a Binyamin Zev. Both very shver. The Rashba says because you can become putter Ali De Mechila. So Bemela, Sach can become putter, so there's no Chiev. And then he quotes a Binyamin Zev. Binyamin Zev says that Hare the Goyim do this also. The goyim do kibud avim, we do kibud avim. So since we're not muvdal miskadesh in this mitzvah, because they do it also, the melech is no bracha. So the Aruch HaShulchan here asks, like, my high. I mean, they do it because it's not a nice thing to do. We're doing it al tachiyuv of asher kedushanu, because of davar sichli. So the Aruch HaShulchan says it's a chilek because lemaisa, even though we're doing it for different motives, but the motives are hidden. You can't see the motives. That's the belev kol adam. Mela, since it's not a davar nicker, so you don't make a bracha. I think it's a little what we're saying now. Could be maisif a little bit, that hare, the goyim are also, on a, some level at least, not in the shleimus of the mitzvah, but on some level, not to be a kafir toiv, the goyim are takam achuyiv also. So mela fizeh, it wouldn't pass to make a bracha. The maisa, there's a meritika thing. So to Rashba's tam, so that chayim are bothered, because even if your parents are meichel you, hare, there's still a mitzvah. It's still a mitzvah Hashem to be mechabed them, even if they're meichel. Meichel just means there's no iser if you're not mechabed, but there's still a mitzvah to be mechabed. So there's a tshuva from the Marid al-Ghazi, Simen Yudalid. So he says, yeah, his choylek can't be, it doesn't make a difference if there's mechila, there's still a mitzvah. So he says, meritika a thing. And he brings back this Gemara that chamer shav chamura is that asher mishal chama in such a difficult mitzvah to mekayim and zokter. So man yema, we're really gonna be mekayim it kedabai. So how can you make a bracha? It's in the ainzel mavarich el menayitz because meichatesi for someone to be zoicha to mamish mekayim this mitzvah, it's a davar rachuk. And the meila they weren't matakin a bracha.
Listen,
this is Maril al Ghazi. It's a minyan dalid. The ma'isa the chayadim ready. The chayadim has a perek on kibud avim tzimisamach zayin. He brings there the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi in Peah, in Paragalf, so the Yerushalmi says that the Gedr Mitzvah Kibud Avim is Priyas Chayiv. And the Mepharshim there say that because they raised you and they spent money on you and they spent time on you, so Mele it Pasha Priyas Chayiv. So Mele Ulai Al Derech Zu also, you know, Priyas Chayiv, the Mitzvah is only when you finish paying off the Chayiv. So who says we're going to be Zaycha to finish paying off the Chayiv? Mele
Pashtas Pashtas Bracha.
Yes, I wonder. Pashtas not, Pashtas each Kibud, right?
That's what they said. The father said, we'll come over.
Shag Shalom says,
how much?
Yeah.
Do you even grant
my Khanami. Okay, so Akapan, if you married a Gaz, he's saying, but you know, you won't bring it nicely, it won't be hot enough, it won't be the right flavor. Yeah. Okay. So that's a little bit of the shayrish of this mitzvah. Sifav of Tzarech Lizar Ma'oid B'kibud Av V'ime. Sif Beis. So this is the first chalak is Machab discusses is Moira of Aim. So Batsam, I really want to go a little bit more barichas into this second half of the sif, which is Kriya Bishmoy, when it's mutter not to call the names, Kama Pratim. So I'll just mention, I just want to mention a few ha'aras that seem to be more nageya, Lagabe, the other dinim here. Lagabe Yeshiva al Makoimoy, so it's usher to sit in the place where a father sits. So the Maisa, so first of all, so on the Sefer, interesting, he brings from the Yam Loyes, he points out that also in the different households, things work a little differently, but he points out, L'chayra, there should be an Isser to sit on a father's bed for this reason. So some people, that's a little, it's more nagei, even though Yesh Lodin, because the place can handle, in a place where he stands, you're allowed to sit, a place where he sits, you're allowed to stand. So, but L'chayra, the Yam Loyes, understanding that a bed is also a place where you sit, I'm all in the morning, whatever.
What is Zilzal, Yuchay? A table, and you sit here, and
everyone else
sits
in
this place.
You're saying a bed nisht? No, let's say he has a seat that he sits on in the living room, a seat that it's his seat. Yeah, so a bed.
Also, like,
that's
the seat. But here is.
You're saying a bed is better?
It's only his bed is here, a fuki there, because, you know, it's more.
It's in his bedroom. Yeah, it's a special bed. Special bedroom. The Maisa, I'll tell you this. The Maisa, the question is that there's a difficult line over there in the Beis Yosef, the Gabi Shloi Bafanov, and there's a shtickle suffix. The Taz says Lahaydin Sefkatan Beis that Yeshiva B'mkaymoi is even if he's not around and no one's there, it's not in front of anyone. The Taz says it's still necessary. The Maisa, there's a pirush from the Archaim Kadosh Rishon Lotzian in Yeridea, so he says there he's chaylik on the Taz. He says there's no kedusha. This is not the Beis Hamikdash. So Mele, you can't sit in front of him, and even in front of other people to show I can sit in my father's seat in front of other people, that shows ill. But if no one's home and no one's there, b'chlal, so then zok there it's takamuter. The mice of the place give him accept the taz against the Urchaim, but okay, that might be a tzad. You have to know. Okay, we'll see soon. The mice, there's a lot of inyani mechil over here because the mice, a father that's machal akveid is kveid machal. Kapanim.
Lion bed.
Yeah, l'chayr. Mice, the lashon of there is lahasev. from some kind of beating, but yeah, l'chari to sleep in the father's bed. I mean, again, we'll have to see. Alt mechila is always makom for mechila.
Is there any other layer?
Layer
is also shayla mechila? Only on the
kibbutz? Yeah, I think that's a shayla. We'll hopefully get to that. I think that's a shayla. I mean, it could be that to be mezalzel, meaning moir alt being soiser, being mezalzel, like makalo, reish memal, if not. But bittel of moir just by sitting in mekayim, so that's takash aich mechila. Because the mashal Aruch HaShulchan says, is mana, I think, is also, depending on the shul, it's also together that shteit lahed, you can't sit in a seat. So in a lot of shuls, if the father's not there, the son taka sits in his father's place. That gets place he sits. The Aruch HaShulchan, he says, that's taka b'seder, it's the minug. He says, v'aisleis, it's an implied mechila. Could be there was no makam in the shul pashit, it's the schus of that family to have that seat, so he's able to sit there. Akapanim is an interesting shayla. So
what
he's
raising, so maybe that's the test.
Yeah.
The reason why it's asr even shalom b'fana is because
then
Moira is different.
Not going
to have
a little,
we'll be
any, let's say,
Zozo.
Right, so let's see. L'maisa Moira, yeah.
It's an
Atla. Right.
Nobody
else is right. Even L'achar Moisa, L'maisa, the Chiyuv and Betzim of Moira, even L'achar Moisa. Right, the Rishon is making a different point, just saying there's no Kedusha here. It's all Moira for yourself, yeah. Right. So Akapanim, there's an interesting Shaila here, like this. Aruch HaShulchan already mentions it. So, in your father's house, he's going to sit at the head of the table, and you'll sit at the side of the table. So L'maisa, what happens when you have your father over at your house? So L'maisa, you always sit at the head of the table. It's your place, it's not your father's place. But Me'idach Kisa, the Tzuras HaDvarim is that when you're by your father, he sits at the head of the table. So is this head of the table like, does your father chap the head of the table, the din of the head of the table, that's for him? Or no, here it's Makom Yuchad, it's your Makom Yuchad, so to put your father at the side of the table is B'zeder. So the Aruch HaShulchan Taka says it's the Minig is L'Hakol. And he says, yeah, I mean, when your father's there and there's a head of the table on the side of the table, maybe the makam of the father is the head of the table, even in your house. Yeah, so it's taka chiddush. So Aruch HaShulchan Taka says l'hakol. Yeah, so it could be it's a shtickle. I think you have to look into Aruch HaShulchan. He's emitzad makam yochen and emitzad b'zionis, right? That it's tam bittul and moir to put him on the side. Nechanami. So Aruch HaShulchan says the minig is l'hakol, and he says this is not his house. This is your makam yochen, and it's fine to do. And he says the minig is l'hakol. Maisa, I saw in the Sefer Kibud Hoirim, page Kuf Lamed Aleph. So he says he spoke to Rabbi Yashiv about this, and Rabbi Yashiv told him that you should be machmir, that the Aruch HaShulchan was just being Yashiv Minig Olam, and you should at least offer him to sit at the head of the table. Page Kuf Lamed Aleph in the Ur on the bottom. What?
When there's a midrash that they bring down, so often there are parents. When the father was nifter, so then they had the whole shalom who was going to sit at the head of the table. And until the father was nifter, until
no one.
Yaakov was nifter, he always sat at the head of the table when they got together.
So you have to see over there. Could be in a chanami imishum the etzim makom yuchad. He never sits here. You sit here the whole year, but I'll cover it. So the Aruch HaShulchan, so you see Me'ikar Din, the Aruch HaShulchan saying seder, but the. Quotes from Rabbi Yashiv, Ain Hefsid Bedover, so offer him, why not? Chabim Mitzvah. Okay. What? Yeah, Mechila Zikr.
Why?
If it's opposed to Moira. Yeah, even Moira in the city, it says Mvur there in the Aruch HaShulchan, at least up to see the Hemshech, that's past Mechila. Yeah, for sure past Mechila, because we're going to see now the whole Kriyas of Shema calling him by his name, it's for sure past Mechila.
And so, it's not about Yeshiva, or
Yeah, so the Aruch HaShulchan, I'm pretty sure he himself mentions over there in Shom that Avadi have to be mechabit him first with everything. Meaning, if you're not serving Yishlom, but if you're bringing food out, Avadi, he has to still be treated. Oh, you're saying I was making Kiddush? I hear. Interesting. I hear. That's also you saying. So that's already not al this din of mekayim hamiyuchad. You're saying stam al the kibud that's the kavod to not offer him.
No, never go to his house and stam
right. And stam b'funov. Yeah. So ulai lachor. Yeah, I hear. Ulai nichal b'dvarov is to offer him all the kibudim.
Have this with in-laws,
all the. Yeah. So we'll see at the end of that's the end of the simon. The din of grandparents and in-laws. I'll have to see exactly if there's chizukim. Okay, so as I, so the mechaber brings from the Braisa and Kedushin, you can't call a father b'shmai. Loi b'chayav, v'loi b'moisai, right? So loi b'moisai means that obviously this issur to call father by his name is not just b'funav, it's even shloi b'funav. When he's dead, it's shloi b'funav. And that's stam azay mevur in the Gemara over there. The Gemara was talking about someone giving a shir b'fnei rabim, the father wasn't there. It's mevur in the Gemara wasn't there, and still it's state that you can't just say, you can't say by calling my name, you have to say Abba Mari. So the Rambam here doesn't leave really too much. The Mechaber's Lashon Rambam doesn't really leave much room for anything. It's mashma, you can't mention the name Bechlal. You have to just say Abba Mari. And then the second chiluk of this halacha is if there's someone else with the same name as your father, you want to refer to that person. Okay, so we'll get to that. Let's go achas lachas. So Lamaisir Rikiveger here already is Meir Akasha. And he says from two Gemaras, he asks from the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuftesvav, that Rabbi Yossi's father's name was Chalafta. And the Rabbi Yossi said, Maisa Hoya Baba Chalafta. And he mentioned his father's name. So Rikiveger here says, Tzarechim. So Lamaisir, like Rikiveger, it's interesting. In the Chidushim, Chidush Rikiveger in Shabbos and Daf Kuftesvav, he says, my son, Rabbi Shlomo told me a teretz, that he said, Abba Chalafta. He was marked in the shame Abba, and Abba is a tire of covet already, and then it's mutter to say Chalafta.
Like
with Rebbe. Oh, so now let's see. So Lamaisa, that story with Rabbi Yossi was Shaloi Befanav. Chalafta wasn't there. So, but we know there's an Isser to say the name even Shaloi Befanav. So he said, Abba Chalafta, Shaloi Befanav, that was a heter. So now Lamaisa, it's interesting, Lamaisa is a dvarim for Russian. And in Simon Reishman Beis with the halachas of Kibbu Dabai. So over there it's Mufurish like that in the Ramah. In the end of the Ramah Tesvav, the Chol Zed Dafka Kshinu Maske Rak Shmoy Levad. He's still going on Rabbi. Avo Motor Loimer Rebbe Meiri Pliny Rebbe Meiri Yankel. Whatever, you're allowed to say the name of the Rebbe. You're allowed to mention the Rebbe's name as long as you're Makdim Toyer of Kavod of Rebbe. So Maisa, the Goyin over there, he says Lahedin Sekant Lamidvav. The Goyin says that Avada Tzuadin by his father, and the Goyin, you know, the Goyinusay, he brings Kama Vakama Gemaras, that's Mavur, that they called the father's name. As long as they were Makdim, they said Abba either before or after. Gemar Psachim, Yoichai Abba, Gemar Me'ila, Leyanai Abba. So Bekitzer, the Goyin there says that this halacha, this Ramah, is really, and he brings Abba Chalaft also, right? He brings what Kiveger was asking for Akash. The Goyin says that's Taka the Makar. The Makar they're bringing over there, the Ramah, is a Rashi in Sanhedrin that says Lahedi also. Kapanim. So it's mavur that as long as you're marked in the Torah of Abba, so it's okay. So this is l'kol pachas shaloi b'fanav. Now even shaloi b'fanav. So if someone asks you what's your father's name, you say Reb Yankel, Avi Yankel, whatever. So that would be okay. So l'maisa even that is not so pashut. The marshal in kedushin in siman samachay in the first parak in siman samachay is taka chaylik, and he says a chiluk between a Rebbe and a father. He says, a Rebbe, if a person's quoting his Rebbe, who knows who your Rebbe is? Maybe you have 10 Rebbes, you know, so how could you tell? So you have to, then you have a heter to quote his name, you know, Rebbe, whatever. Shaking a father, just say, my father, you know, everyone knows who your father is. Akdekach, that the Marshal there has a kasha. He says, l'shitasai, you know, in the Tur, the Seder, so the Tur quotes his father. He says, adoidi avi harosh. So l'shitasai, the Marshal, you have no heter. Even if you give all the Torah the covenant, Adoni Avi, you can't say Rush. Rush is Rabbeinu Usher. So I don't know, could be in some place he says Rabbeinu Usher. It's just an intrigue of Rush. So he's bothered by this, Lashitasai. So he says, yeah, Avada, the Torah, when he says Rush, it really wasn't, it was just like a, it was like a remez. But really, Rush meant Rashan shall call Yisrael, and he didn't mean to say his name. So, Mela, so that's Mashal. But Tachos L'maisa, so it's against the Goyin, it's against the Ramah. And L'maisa the Goyin, there's a lot of Gemaras that are Mavur. Machar is the pashas of the tour, right? The tour said Rush, pashas in the Rush. So, Shaloi Befanav, Akopanim.
His name wasn't Rush, though.
Right, Nechanami, it's right. Trika. And you have to look, it could be there are places where he says Rabbeinu Usher. Tach, tach, there are.
And it's written,
what? Oh, and also Ksiva, we'll have to see. Maisa the Marshal, that's a very good point, because it was Ksiva, he wasn't talking. So, Maisa the Marshal, Ashitasa, is also Machmer there, Ksiva. And we'll get back to that, you're right, and that's Taka Gansa Shaila. Ramoshal Maisa is Machria Kipshutai, that there's no chi of. That by Ksiva, it's Takamotu Maker against Marshal. Okay, we'll hopefully get back to that.
We had a minute ago, we wanted to call up by the chuppah for Brachas to Mechavit.
Yeah.
They call up by name of Imairi.
Oh, yes, we'll see. One second. We're going to get to Aliyahs also. Al-Kabarim, this is all Shaloi Befanav. So you can't say the father's name, but if you're Makdim Atayr of Abba Chalafta, of Rebbe this, so someone asks your father's name, Reb Yankel, so it's Beseder. That's all
Shaloi Befanav. Shame Pella or not? Because Chalafta is Lechor, not
yeah,
name.
Here Lechor, even Shame Pella. As long as you're Makdim, it's okay. But now the question is, what about Befanav? What about if your father, either you're speaking to your father, or someone in front of your father says, oh, what's your father? Is this your father? What's his name? So there it's Machlekes. So over there in Reishman Beis Tezvav, where the Ramah says the Heter, you're allowed to say Reb Yankel, or you're allowed to say Avi Yankel. So the Shach says, Chav Dalet, no, that's only Shaloi Befanav. Abba Befanav, he learns that that's Mashmos, so the Ramah, the Mashmos says, no, Ein L'haskir Shmoy Klal. If he's there, and someone asks you the name, whatever, you can't say Reb Yankel, or Avi Yankel, whatever it is. Rak, Yesh L'Kroiso Rebbe, or Avi, by a father. V'chein Noyhagin. So that's the Shach. So very interesting over there. Kiveger brings from Pichadosh. Pichadosh is Chaylik. He says, this Heter of saying Rebbe Yankel, or Avi Yankel, is even in front of him. So he brings it to Pichadosh as a Raya. that state by Eldad Umedad. What did Yeshua tell Moshe Rabbeinu? Adoni Moshe Klaim. So Rabbi Kivager brings, you have a raya that even Befanov, if you say Adoni, if you say Elash Atayr of Kavod, so it would be Mutter. It would be Mutter even Lahaskir Shmai. So, and Tachlis Lamaisa, like this Pri Chadosh, there's a Radvaz like that, and the Chinuch takes on like that, a Mitzvah in Zion. So Mimela, they will be makam lahakal with that also. So now let's see like this. What's in the Geya? So if you're the Gabbai and you're calling up your father for an aliyah, so you want to call him by his name. So if it's just call up Yamayir Avi Mayir, that Rav Adi Seder. So what about to call him by his name? So my so be Tali. To say Reb Yankel, to call Yamayir Reb Yankel, that's your father. So Lafi, what it seems to be the Pri Chadash and a lot of Achrim be Seder, but according to the Shach Maisa, so L'chayra, it wouldn't be Beseder. Akopanim, so there, Maisa, change bet, okay. Maisa, the place can say that the minik here is L'chakal because already it's a shtickle tzayrech, and there's a pischei tshuva by us in Sfukat and Beis, it says when it's L'tzayrech, when you want to mukayim the minik is to call a person up by his name and his father's name. So for a minik, maybe even the Marshal's masking. And Akopanim, they seem to say there's an implied mechila. Now, who I didn't know, it's also in a gay as a person gets called up himself, so he wants to say he's Akiva ben Yankel. So he wants to say his father's name. So that's if it's Shloi Befanov, so still you can't say the father's name, L'chayra, ben Yankel. What? No, now you call if someone calls you up and say, what's your name? And you want to say it, so you want to say ben Yankel. Even if he's not, even if it's Shloi Befanov, you're not allowed to say his name. Reb. Oh, so if you say Reb, so then Shaloi Befanov would L'chayra for sure be Seder, not according to Marshal, but even according to Marshal, here there's a Tzarech. And Befanov would be L'chayra totally in this Shach. But so again, the Chayadim already says that most of these things is already an applied Mechila. So Memela, it's Mutter to say, but Avada, a person should be Makdim, a Tire of Kavod, of Reb or Avi, whatever, before he's called.